What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Luis Carlos Manuel Gomez Rudy and Gretel Villalaste Allen, appointed by President José Raúl Mulino as Attorney General of the Nation and Attorney General of the Administration, respectively, are seeking the support of the deputies of the National Assembly, the branch of the state that must ratify them for the position. In recent days, Gomez Rudy and Villalaste Allen met with the different legislative groups. The appointed prosecutors presented their work plans to the deputies, spoke about the anti-corruption agenda, and answered various questions. Janine Prado, head of the Vamos caucus, explained to La Prensa that they met with Gomez and Villalaste last Tuesday. She added that they saw their CVs and talked about their main objectives at the head of two such important institutions. Let us remember that the last Attorney Generals of the nation have not completed their full term, 10 years, so there are great challenges there. And it is very interesting that the Office of the Attorney General has a much more active role, she explained. For the Vamos deputy, the main objective of both of the attorneys is to work with complete independence. She reported that the independent bench, that's 20 deputies, has not yet decided how it will vote. She added that they will wait for the Credentials Commission, the body that must analyse their resumes before going to the legislative plenary, to make the call. Initially, the committee was scheduled to meet with the two appointed prosecutors on Wednesday, the 9th of October, but the session was cancelled. This exercise will probably now take place next Monday. Another person who spoke on the matter was Deputy Roberto Zuniga, who is also part of the Vamos bench. He asked them various personal questions about their relationship with the president, their vision in the fight against corruption, etc. They promised that their attorney generals would be independent. Now, meanwhile, Ernesto Cedeño from the Otro Camino movement reported on his social media account, X, that after meeting with the two prosecutors appointed by Mulino, he decided to support them, since the Attorney General of the nation promised to implement the career in the public ministry and promised him that he would not create institutional instability and would decide according to law. Meanwhile, the Attorney General of the administration defined and clarified what her role as advisor consisted of. She promised, she said, that she will expand the training function of the Attorney General's office. I was convinced by your answers face to face. Grace Hernandez was at the meeting and will attest to what I am telling you, wrote Cedeño. The Credentials Committee, which must decide in the first instance whether to reject or ratify the attorneys, is chaired by Representative Shirley Castaneda of the ruling party, Realizing Goals. The Cabinet Council, in its session on the afternoon of Tuesday, the 1st of October, appointed Luis Carlos Gomez Rudy as replacement for Javier Caraballo, the former anti-drug prosecutor who occupied the post vacated by Eduardo Ulloa, who in turn replaced Kenia Porcel. While Gretel Villalaste Allen will replace Rigoberto González Montenegro in the office of the Attorney General. The Supreme Court of Justice confirmed that former President Ricardo Martinelli's constitutional rights were not violated. This was after the Second Liquidation Court of Criminal Cases did not admit a series of evidence in a civil suit filed by the Panamanian state in the Odebrecht case. Through Edict Number 1088, the parties were notified that the full court, with the report of Judge Juan Francisco Castillo, substitute for Judge Maria Eugenia Lopez, decided to confirm a ruling by the First Superior Court that denied the protection filed by Martinelli. The court decided to ratify in all its parts the ruling of the 17th of July in the First Superior Court, which concluded that Judge Baluisa Martinez did not violate Martinelli's constitutional guarantees by not admitting a series of evidence presented by his lawyer, Carlos Carrillo, within the lawsuit filed by the Panamanian state against the former president, which was presented by the then Minister of Security, Juan Pino. In the appeal, Martinelli's defence argues that Judge Martinez violated her client's fundamental rights by not admitting a series of crucial evidence for his defence. Carrillo's appeal argues that the evidence was introduced in a timely manner and complies with the requirements of the law, since it is related to the civil action and is necessary to support the defence's theory. The court upheld the decision of the magistrates of the First Superior Court, who rejected these arguments, stating that no elements were found to prove violations of due process or the fundamental rights of the former president. Carrillo insists that the judge's refusal to accept the evidence violated his client's right to defence without adequately explaining the grounds for making such a decision. The Commission of Inquiry into the Management, Administration and Use of Resources by Etelvina Medianero de Bonagas, Rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, has two casualties. Two of the 10 deputies who had initially signed up for this task turned their backs on the mission. They resigned. They are Nixon Andrade from the Democratic Revolutionary Party and Jamis Acosta from the Realizing Goals, the RM. Now, this was reported to La Prensa by the Chiriquí deputy, Jonathan Vega, one of the harshest critics of the rector of UNACHI. He said that Andrade, deputy of Circuit 12-2, that's Besico, Mirono, Nola, Duima, had already formalized his withdrawal. He recalled that Acosta, deputy of Circuit 4-1, that's David and Chiriquí, requested his exclusion from the list the same day the commission was created. I cannot allow us to become famous or pretend to be better deputies at the expense of a problem that has been going on for years or of a person who has been beaten up, Acosta said. There is no deputy from the ruling RM party now in the group. This practice is contrary to the discourse of President Jose Raúl Molina, who last August stated that the rector of UNACHI should not be given a penny more than what she already has and squanders. He advised her to, well, better shut her mouth, and here he added that every time she speaks, she opens the door to the biggest public ministry. The commission was created on the 2nd of October. This was at a time when Medianero de Bonagas, administration as rector of UNACHI, is once again in the eye of the storm due to multiple cases of nepotism, millions of dollars spent on juicy salaries for a select group of teachers and administrators, and the other anomalies. It will have a period of now 30 days to submit a report to the plenary on the findings of the investigation. In addition, it will have 30 days which can be extended if it does not meet the first deadline. He led one of the most questioned public entities of the previous government administration from 2019 to 2024, which is currently in the eye of the storm due to the possible irregular handling of millions of dollars. The President of the Republic himself, Jose Raúl Molina, defined what happened with that entity and the well-known parallel decentralization as a real disaster with public funds that exceed $300 million and gave 60 days for the communal councils to present reports on the use of those resources. In the midst of this controversial scenario, the figure of Edward Mosley Ibarra, former director of the National Decentralization Authority, has gone unnoticed. He replaced Francisco Vigil in the position since April of 2022, when the latter took a 60-day vacation, but never returned. Now Mosley Ibarra has a new life since he left his post on the 1st of July. He is a tourism and poultry entrepreneur, well, at least that is what appears on his social networks, where he promotes the companies Agua Marina Tours and Finca del Descanso. In the case of Agua Marina Tours, the former official promotes tours in the district of Mariato, specifically in the community of Palo Seco, where he transports people to paradisical destinations such as Coiber Island or Sebaco. It also promotes whale watching in the area of the Panamanian Pacific. In that same coastal area, it advertises the rental of cabins for the celebration of special events or simply to spend the night there. According to information in the public registry, Aquamarina Tours was established on the 4th of October 2023 and is chaired by Eduard Mosley Ibarra, and that is, it was established while he was director of the Decentralisation Authority. On the other hand, the former director of the Decentralisation Authority publishes on his social networks his poultry business at the El Descanso Farm in the district of San Francisco. In his posts, he can be seen tending to the birds dressed as a farmer. "Remember to place your orders," writes Mosley Ibarra, who has not yet given any explanations about the controversial parallel decentralisation. The former official even tried, by all means, to prevent this matter from being investigated. For example, in 2023, the Supreme Court of Justice granted him a constitutional protection in order to prevent the administration's Attorney General, Rigoberto Gonzalez, from investigating the alleged diversion of millions of funds to communal councils controlled by members of the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. The Public Prosecutor's Office reported that at least 7 people were arrested in Chiriquí for allegedly belonging to a group that stole and robbed cars and then transported them to Costa Rica. It was reported that the search warrants were carried out by agents of the National Border Service and the National Police. Police reported that this criminal group falsified documents in order to be able to bring the cars into Costa Rican territory. The Chiriquí Prosecutor's Office will continue with the investigations of the case, and more details of the operation will be released in the coming days. Prosecutor Yariel Serrano reported that in Operation Rivo 3, investigations were carried out in David, Dolega and Baru. In addition, the arrested persons will be taken to the hearings. Meanwhile, the National Police reported that technological equipment and documents were seized during the operations, evidence that forms part of their investigations. Well, that's it then. There's our look. Those are some of the items in the local news for this Thursday morning, compiled for you for today's programme.